networks that carry a huge majority of the world's voice and internet traffic. The news comes days after the U.S.'s spying programs were revealed by a former CIA agent. Syria's foreign-backed opposition says it's going to receive advanced military weapons supplied by Saudi Arabia. The Turkey-based group also says the opposition will not attend the Russian-U.S.-sponsored Geneva peace conference unless it is strong militarily on the ground. The remarks come against the backdrop of the Syrian army's recent advances across the country. In Turkey, thousands have gathered for an anti-government festival in Istanbul. The demonstrators have denounced the use of excessive force by police against protesters across the country. Turkey has been the scene of nationwide rallies against the government since late May. Several people have been killed and thousands injured in police crackdown. Israeli settlers accompanied by soldiers have attacked Palestinians and abducted several people in the village near the West Bank city of Al-Khalil, also known as Hebron. Two female activists were also kidnapped in a demonstration following the incident. Tel Aviv has intensified its targeting of Palestinians over the past months. An earthquake with a preliminary magnitude of 7.2 has hit northeast of Papua New Guinea. The U.S. Geological Survey says the quake occurred over 100 kilometers northeast of the town of Taran on the island of New Ireland. Officials say the earthquake was not strong enough to trigger a tsunami. And Greece and international lenders have held talks over a loan intended for helping the nation tackle its debt crisis. Greece has already missed a reform deadline, which would allow it to access the 6.1 billion euro aid. Greece has been grappling with its worst economic recession since World War II.